All right, so ready for a deep dive into your watch list. We're talking MicroStrategy, Coinbase Marathon, Digital Amazon, Microsoft Intel, Freeport McMoran, American Airlines, and Micron. You've got a pretty diverse portfolio going on.
That's quite the mix.
It is. Today, we're going to be using some fresh market analysis to see what's catching the eye of those big institutional investors when it comes to these companies. What are they seeing that maybe we're missing? Let's find out.
Always interesting to peel back the layers on that and try to get into the minds of those big money movers. Can be very insightful.
For sure. And speaking of big movers, let's jump right into the world of crypto with MicroStrategy, Coinbase, and Marathon Digital. Each tapping into the crypto craze in their own way.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, MicroStrategy, this one is particularly interesting to me because they're actually a business intelligence company. But they've gone all in on Bitcoin as a reserve asset.
Wow.
Right. It's like they're saying, forget gold, we're putting our money on Bitcoin.
It's certainly a bold statement, but I think it reflects a growing trend of these traditional companies viewing Bitcoin as a legitimate treasury reserve asset.
Yeah.
Could be signaling a pretty significant shift in corporate financial strategy. Not just about speculation anymore. This is about diversification, hedging against traditional markets.
Yeah, and for you listening at home, this begs the question. Are you comfortable with a company betting so heavily on a volatile asset like Bitcoin? Or do you prefer a more diversified approach?
Yeah, good question to consider.
Yeah, keep that in mind as we move on to Coinbase. Now they're a more direct play on the crypto market. They're the exchange, the on-ramp for everyday investors to buy, sell, and hold their Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, you name it.
Exactly. Coinbase's success is directly tied to the broader adoption of these cryptocurrencies. So as more institutional investors warm up to digital assets, Coinbase stands to benefit significantly. However, the regulatory landscape for crypto is constantly evolving, which adds another layer of complexity.
It's that classic crypto roller coaster, massive potential with a side of regulatory whiplash.
That's one way to put it.
And that brings us to Marathon Digital. They have kind of a fascinating angle here. They're not just betting on the price of Bitcoin. They're going all in on the mining industry itself.
Yeah, Marathon's focus is on building and managing that mining infrastructure, the hardware, the energy, the whole operation. It's a bet on the industry's long-term growth, not just the day-to-day fluctuations of Bitcoin.
So if you're someone who believes Bitcoin is here to stay and that mining is only going to get bigger, Marathon might be a company to watch.
Could be.
But of course, there's always a flip side.
Absolutely. Mining comes with its own set of challenges, energy consumption and environmental impact being right at the forefront. Investors are carefully weighing the potential rewards against those concerns. It's a complex equation to solve.
Yeah, a lot to consider, for sure. But let's shift gears from the speculative world of crypto to a different kind of play, established giants like Amazon and Microsoft. We're talking companies pretty much synonymous with tech dominance, but what makes them so attractive to these institutional investors?
Well, it's not just about their current size. It's about their constant evolution. Both these companies are masters of reinvention. They're consistently expanding into new markets, pushing technological boundaries, not afraid to disrupt themselves and stay ahead of the curve. And that's a massive draw for these big investors.
It's true. It'd be easy to just coast on their existing success, but
yeah,
they're not content with that.
Yeah.
Amazon went from online bookstore to like everything store.
Right.
And then they basically invented cloud computing with Amazon Web Services.
Yeah.
And Microsoft.
Yeah.
Right there with them, battling it out in the cloud with Azure.
And let's not forget their huge investments in artificial intelligence. They're integrating AI into basically every facet of their business, from e-commerce algorithms to productivity tools. They're betting big on the future, and institutional investors are taking notice.
Yeah. It's really interesting, though, because it's not just about chasing the shiniest new tech either. These investors are also looking for stability, you know, consistent revenue, those bedrock fundamentals. That's where companies like Amazon and Microsoft really shine. They're like the reliable blue chip stocks of the tech world.
Absolutely. They've got incredibly diversified business models, proven track records of success, and they're still innovating like hungry startups. They're not just resting on their laurels. And that's a powerful combination for investors looking for both that growth potential and that stability.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
You've got both of them on your watch list.
I do.
Which one are you more bullish on and why?
That's a great question. I'm curious to know what you think out there. But for now, let's move on to two other tech players on your list, Intel and Micron, both operating in the world of semiconductors, those tiny chips that power our digital lives.
Yeah, the unsung heroes of the digital age.
Right.
Although, facing some pretty stiff competition these days.
Oh, yeah.
Intel, in particular, is on a mission to regain its dominance in chip manufacturing. They're making some really bold moves, investing heavily in building new factories, pouring money into research and development. It's a risky strategy, but one with potentially huge rewards.
No risk, no reward, right? But it makes you wonder about the semiconductor market as a whole. You hear all the time about chip shortages and, you know, this critical role they play in everything, smartphones to electric cars. You'd think semiconductor ETFs would be like all the rage right now, but our analysis shows something kind of interesting.
What's fascinating here is that despite all the hype, there's actually a noticeable lack of demand for those semiconductor ETFs right now. Investors are clearly approaching the sector with a degree of caution.
Now that is surprising. Why the hesitation? You'd think with all this talk about, like, you know, the future of tech investors would be piling in.
Well, there are concerns about potential market saturation. We've got the ongoing supply chain disruptions we've seen in recent years, and of course, the geopolitical factors that always seem to swirl around this industry. It's a complex landscape, and investors are weighing those risks carefully.
So where does that leave a company like Micron? They're a major player in the memory market. You'd think that would be like booming with data centers and 5G networks popping up everywhere.
Micron's a really interesting case. They are well positioned to benefit from that growing demand for memory and storage solutions, particularly in those high growth areas you mentioned. Data centers, 5G, data centers, especially with the explosion of AI, are just hungry for more processing power. And 5G rollout requires faster, more efficient memory in those mobile devices. Micron's right in the thick of all that.
So it sounds like they're riding a pretty powerful wave.
Yeah.
But investors are still hesitant.
It seems so.
They're trying to figure out if Micron's individual strengths outweigh those broader uncertainties in the semiconductor industry.
Exactly. It highlights a key point that even within a single sector, there can be significant differences in how these institutional investors view individual companies. They're not just looking at the overall market, they're dissecting individual businesses, looking at their specific strategies, strengths, and weaknesses.
It's like they're trying to pick the winning horse in a race where the track keeps changing.
A very apt analogy. But while some investors are busy analyzing those high-growth tech sectors, others are looking at more traditional industries, like commodities. That brings us to Freeport-McMoRan, a major player in the global mining industry with a particular focus on copper.
From microchips to mining, quite a jump. What makes Freeport-McMoRan so interesting to institutional investors?
It's all about the bigger picture. Copper is an essential component in everything from electric vehicles to renewable energy infrastructure. As the world shifts towards green technologies, the demand for copper is projected to skyrocket.
Ah, so it's like investing in picks and shovels during a gold rush. They're betting on the infrastructure behind the green technology boom.
Precisely. Freeport-McMoRan is well positioned to capitalize on this trend. They have vast copper reserves and are actively invested in expanding their production capacity. It's a clear example of how macroeconomic trends and global shifts in demand can create very real opportunities for investors.
It's a good reminder that sometimes the most interesting plays aren't the flashy new tech companies, but the ones providing the essential materials that make it all possible. But speaking of unpredictable industries, we can't forget about American Airlines, the outlier on your list. Our analysis showed that institutional investors seem a bit hesitant about the airline industry right now.
That's putting it mildly. The airline industry is still navigating a turbulent recovery from the pandemic. Travel patterns have changed, fuel costs are volatile, and there's a lot of uncertainty about the long-term profitability of the sector.
It makes sense. It's hard to predict when business travel will fully bounce back, and those international flights are where airlines typically make their biggest profits.
Exactly. So while American Airlines has made progress in streamlining operations and cutting costs, institutional investors are still on the fence. They're looking for consistent profitability and a clearer path to long-term growth before they jump back in.
It seems no industry is immune to uncertainty, even one as established as air travel. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, we've covered a lot of ground. We've gone from the speculative world of Bitcoin to the global reach of tech giants, from the essential materials powered our modern world to the uncertain skies of the airline industry. What a journey.
It just goes to show the interconnected nature of the global economy. Every investment, every company exists within a complex web of relationships. Understanding those connections and staying informed about the bigger picture is essential for any investor, whether you're manning in millions or just starting out.
Absolutely. And I think if our listeners take away just one thing from our deep dive today, It's that these market analyses are snapshots in time. The market is constantly evolving, new information is always emerging, and what's true today might not be true tomorrow. The key is to never stop learning, to stay curious, and to keep digging deeper into the companies and industries that pique your interest.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And who knows, maybe we'll be diving into your updated watch list soon. Until next time, happy investing.